Okay, we're doing Ein Yaakov. Last week we had discussed the concept of min, the concept that sometimes a person from within who tries to adulterate what the Torah stands for is more dangerous than someone on the outside who you know is different, they believe something different. Sometimes someone from within is much more dangerous when they try to present it as this is kosher Judaism, and then people are led astray. And so the Gemara had brought opinions that say that if a min, if someone who was an apostate, someone who from within is trying to undo the tradition we have, and he writes a Sefer Torah, so the discussion was, do we bury it, do we get rid of it, what do we do with that Sefer Torah? And we learned a lot about that last week. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael tot kal vachomer. It's a 40-ori. Uma lasot shalom ben ish lishto amra Torah shmi shenichtav b'kdusha imachay al ha-mayim. The Torah says that when there is a spat between a husband and a wife, there can be instances where they go up to the Beit HaMikdash and the Kohen Gadol writes Hashem's name and erases it over water in order to make peace between them. How so? If the husband sees the wife that she's spending a lot of time with the neighbors, he says, I don't like you being with him. You belong with your friends and not with him. And then he sees it happen again, and he says, please don't be alone with him. And then he sees it again, that she was there alone with him. So the Torah says, if he suspects, he doesn't know what went on, and he asked her not to be alone with him, and she kept ignoring him. And after he warned her, she did it again. So then he could take her up to the Beit HaMikdash, and then the Kohen asks her, Did you do something inappropriate, or were you faithful to your husband? And she insists, I was faithful. I didn't do anything wrong. I shouldn't have been alone with him, but I didn't do anything wrong. So if she's insistent that she's clean, so then the Torah says there's the procession of Sota, where the Kohen Gadol writes, not the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen writes, the whole story that the Torah describes of the Sota, erases it into the waters, and she drinks those waters, and this is one of two mitzvot in Torah, says Rambam, that are miraculous, that the Torah says, if she was faithful to her husband, nothing happens, she gets cured by those waters, any issues she had with pregnancy get cured, and she walks away better for it. And there's peace between them. God says, you see, she walked away okay, stop distrusting your husband. However, if she committed adultery, so then these waters will cause her to have a gruesome death. And so, Rabbi Yishmael says, Hashem says, erase my name into those waters. Right? When you write the parasha of Sota and you erase it into the waters, so in the parasha is written Hashem's name. Hashem says, erase my name into the waters so that if everything was clean, this family will continue in peace. We see that Hashem taught us to erase His name. Which is written in holiness. The Kohen writes it with the intent of Hashem's name. And even so, it gets erased into the water in order to bring peace, because there's this issue between the husband and the wife. Halalu, these people, shemitilim kina ve'eva v'tacharut ben Yisrael l'avim shebashamayim, they are causing discord between the Jewish people and their father in heaven. When people come in and say, you don't have to go by tradition, you don't have to worry what the tradition is, you don't have to worry what the rabbis say they have on tradition, how to interpret the Torah. So they're creating discord between the Jewish people and their father in heaven. Alachat kama v'chama, certainly that we're allowed to erase a Torah that they write, we're allowed to bury it, we're allowed to discard of it, because you see the concept that Hashem says, erase my name to prevent discord. So that's true between a husband and a wife. Certainly it's true with regards to a movement who tries to create discord between the Jewish people and their father in heaven. V'alehem amal David. And about them, David HaMelech said, Alo masanecha Hashem esna, I hate those who hate you. Tachlit sinas neitim. Uchashem shen matzilin otam bnei adleka, kachan matzilin otam lo minam pol, lo minamayim, lo minidavar ha-meabdan. The Talmud says, it's not only the example we just learned in the Mishnah, that if there's a fire in the house on Shabbos, you don't have to take it out of the house in order to save that Torah scroll, if it was written by one of these people. The same would be true if there's a landslide, there's a flood coming, anything that would cause that Torah scroll to get destroyed, you don't go out of your way to save it. On the contrary, we say it's unfortunate that it even exists. It's not a holy Torah scroll in the sense that people who wrote it did so with the intent of causing discord and causing people to go away from the Torah. So here we have this small piece in Talmud discussing the Sadducees or the different people throughout our history who went against the Jewish tradition. Bamine Yosef bar Chanin Rabbi Avu. Yosef bar Chanin asked Rabbi Avu, Hani Sifrei Debei Avidan, Matzilin Otan Mipnei Adleka O En Matzilin. So he asked him, the Sadducees wrote books, and they would bring those books to debate the Jews and say that the Jews should stop holding on to their tradition. So he, Yosef bar Chanin asked Rabbi Avu, if I find one of their books, one of their scrolls, in Bei Avidan, Bei Avidan was this coliseum, it was this auditorium where they would have these debates against the Jews. If a fire breaks out, am I supposed to save those books or not? In vela v'rafya b'yadei. Sometimes he'd say yeah, sometimes he'd say no, he wasn't sure. Rav lo azi lebei avidan chol sheken lebei nitzrafi. Rav would not go to these debate halls. When the Sadducees would want to debate the Jews, Rav wouldn't go. And certainly they had halls that the pagans would debate in. Rav wouldn't go there to debate them. Shmuel lebei nitzrafi lo azi lebei avidan azil. Shmuel, who was Rav's contemporary, he wouldn't go debate with the pagans, but he would go debate to these houses of debate with the Sadducees. Amulei leRava, my time lo atit lebei avidan. They asked Rava, why don't you show up to the debate hall where the Sadducees debate? Interesting that we're dealing now centuries after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and there were still these debate halls where they would debate the Jews. It's not clear whether these were really Sadducees or the early Christians. Amalehu dikla planya ika beucha vekasheli. He said, you know, there's this palm tree over there. I'm an old man. I'm scared I'm going to trip over that palm tree. So I can't come to the debate hall. So Rava was giving them an excuse. Really, he wasn't interested in debating them. So he said, there's this big palm tree that has roots coming out of the ground. I'm scared I'm going to trip on it. V'ne'akre, they said, okay, so we'll uproot that palm tree so it won't bother you. You could come to the debate hall. So he said, duchta kasheli. He said, no, you'll uproot the palm tree. There'll be a hole there. So I'm worried I'll trip on the hole. So it took him a little bit of time to understand. He was giving them excuses. He wasn't interested in debating them. Why didn't he want to debate them? So this was the case many times in Jewish debates. He knew, as Rav knew, that if they won the debate, they might kill them. The debates weren't fair. When Nachmanides won his debate against the apostate, so the king came to Nachmanides, Ramban's shul, and said to all the people, of course you should all convert to Christianity. And then he banished the Ramban from his country. Mar bar Yosef amar ana minayu ana, velo mistafina minayu. Mar bar Yosef said, I'm one of them, and I'm not scared of them. I know them, and I could win them. I'm not worried about going and debating them. Zimna chada azal. So one time he went and debated them, and he was winning the debate. Ba'i lisekune. They started threatening his life. So he thought he could go. He's buddy-buddy with them. They're friends with them. It'll be okay. It wasn't okay. I had a cousin who used to go hiking in Arab villages. And he always used to say, I'm a leftist, they won't hurt me. I'm a leftist, they won't hurt me. Until they murdered him. He always said, I love the Arabs, they won't hurt me. I'm nice to them, I love them, they won't hurt me. Until they murdered him. Mar Bar Yosef said, I'm friends with them, they won't hurt me. Until he was winning the debate. And then, Ima Shalom Debitu de Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Achatei de Rabban Gamliel. Her brother was Rabban Gamliel, the prince, Rabban Gamliel the Nasi. Chavai hava hahu filosofe. she saw a philosopher, which is also was a Sadducee, Biz Shivi Vute, in their neighborhood, Davashakil Shma, Delomakabil Shochda. He always developed this reputation that he was such a philosopher, he would never accept a bribe, he was meticulously honest, and that's why he said to everyone, and I don't believe in Judaism because I'm very honest, and in my thought I'm very honest, and in my judgments I'm very honest. So Ima Shalom, Rabbi Eliezer's wife, decided she's going to make fun of him. So she sent him a lamp made of gold, and then she came before him after she sent him this gift. She said, I want you to rule over. I'm having a debate with my family over an inheritance, my father's inheritance. I want you to be the judge over the inheritance. Amalu plugi. So he said, fine, I am willing to be the judge. Amale kativlan bimkom bra brata lo tirot. So she said, are you giving me equal rights with my brother to inherit my father's inheritance? So he said, sure. He wrote it. He took her bride. So she asked him, but doesn't the Torah say that when there are sons, then the daughter doesn't inherit? He said, well, ever since you, the Jews, were exiled from Israel, so the Torah is no longer relevant. There's a new book. In the new book it says, a son and a daughter inherit together. The next day, so her brother gave the judge a different bribe, a donkey that comes from the city of Luv. Amalehu shefilit lesefei de sifra v'chtiv bei ana lo lemeipak maoraita de Moshe atit. Some of you might know this. He said, you know what? Last night I caught up on my reading. I finished the New Testament. And later on in the New Testament it says that he testifies about himself, I didn't come to undo the Torah of Moshe. Velo lo suve lo raita de Moshe atit. I didn't come to add on the Torah of Moshe. V'ktiv bein, in the Torah it says, b'makom bra, brata lo tirat, that a daughter doesn't inherit where there's a son. So after he got the bribe from her brother, so then he said, you know, last night I read another segment of the book, and actually, the daughter doesn't inherit where the son is. Amrale neho norich kesharga. So she said to him, you know, why don't you give your light like a lamp? And she was alluding to him, I gave you the bribe of a lamp. Amalei Rabban Gamliel, atai chamra ubat ashlesharga. So Rabban Gamliel said back to the judge, he said, what do you mean? My donkey put out the lamp. What are you asking? There's a much deeper meaning to this whole story. The simple meaning is, this was a famous court case. Everyone was watching. It's the Nasi, the prince, who's being taken to court by his sister. And during this court case, they had an opportunity to show how this guy was saying, I'm honest, I'm a philosopher, and he was adopting things against the Torah, and they were able to show, you see, he's not honest, and depending on which bribe you give, we'll define the ruling. If you think about it, there's much more to be said, and there was much more that was being given over when they were able to show the masses that, depending on the bribe, that would define what he thought was honest and fair and what the ruling should be. To be continued, Bezat Shem, next week.